Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
This is the late, great James Brown, the Godfather of Soul, bringing us back 17 to the hour. I'm the Godfather of Small Business. That's the story I'm sticking to. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate also. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Kathy Perry, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's our guest, our good friend, longtime, 10-year member of our Brain Trust. Could not do without her. Can't even imagine. And she's the social media guru of the galaxy. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Google. Thanks. This is something I love this part. Local search.
You like this topic.
Well, because we can sell stuff. This isn't about Twitterverse going nuts on you. This is about getting customers to find you, to micro find you. You know, if somebody says pizza in Five Point South, or pizza in the DuPont Circle, well then I know exactly what that 4-digit grid coordinate looks like, and so you can if you sell pizza in the DuPont Circle and you're the only one in DuPont Circle that sells pizza, then they'll find you. Local search is awesome.
So, local search is really important for every bit of small business that's trying to reach their customer.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us what's new.
Okay, well, you know, it's really just some great tips. And none of this is new. And it's making sure that your on-page, elements are good. You know, optimizing your URLs, your page titles, your links, things like that. But not only that, making sure that you have geographic search phrases in that information.
Yeah.
So
like DuPont Circle or
yes.
Georgetown or West Side, or Peoria West Side or whatever, right?
Yeah, making sure that that information is there, but remembering that in your blog posts, having location-based information and local type information in those blog posts.
How would we put that in the body of a copy of the blog, or in the metadata?
It's in both, actually, The important thing is if you can write about local and industry news and make it timely to your industry, that's really a good way to make sure that your pages have updated information on your blog. But and also optimizing for mobile search, so making sure that your reviews are in there, that they can find directions, contact information. So there's so many things that you can do on page, but there's also information you could do off page.
Can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
Folks, if you're not mobile, don't listen to any of this local search stuff because it won't matter to you. I mean, basically, am I right? I mean, I'm being a little facetious, but not much. I mean, folks, you gotta be mobile friendly. You gotta be mobile ready. Because
absolutely.
Think about it, folks. If they're looking for you, they're probably moving. And they're not walking around with their tower computer and monitor in their hands.
No. You know, 95% are on their mobile device.
Yeah. Yeah. I do a whole lot of my world is on my desk, my laptop that's connected to a docking station that's connected to a monitor, but still when I move around, it's in my hand.
You're on your hand, yes.
Yeah.
Well, and actually, it says.
I'm the guy who gets aggravated at Twitter. So you know, even I do this, right?
Yeah. And everybody is looking for you or looking for that small business or looking for something when they're on their mobile device.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a huge part of the search algorithm, is to make sure that it's bringing back searches about the local businesses first, because they know that, you know, that's what people are looking for. They want information about their local industry and their local businesses. But you can also optimize for off-page, off your website. And that means making sure that your Google My Business information is correct.
So if they come in, inside of your website, if they don't come into the homepage, they come in inside.
Right, if they're not on your website, but
right.
On other places. So making sure that there are links from maybe your chamber or other local or directories that are available. There's always usually local directories or local information that your business can be listed on. And making sure that you're maybe writing reviews or making guest posts on other local type sites. So lots of opportunities for businesses to be able to make sure that they're optimizing both for on-page and off-page.
You know, Kathy, as we go to a break here, there are, in a lot of ways, there are too many things that small business owners need to know about social media to really get their heads around. But can we just say that if you've got to rank them 1 through 10, the first five are be mobile ready and have local search.
The top five
of the top 10 are those two, right?
Yes. I think they're really important. Yes, Jim.
Yeah.
I agree.
And everything else, you do it if you can, but you got to get mobile right. You got to get local search right, folks. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah.
Get somebody to help you.
Absolutely.
Don't try to learn it yourself. Hire somebody like Kathy and other people to help you with this. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.